from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. 30 mass graves discovered in Malaysia, likely of migrants. Malaysian authorities say police have found 30 mass graves containing the remains of people believed to be Bangladeshi and Rohingya migrants from Myanmar. Home Minister Saeed Hamidi told reporters today that the graves have been found along the border with Thailand near villages that have been used by human traffickers. Local media reported that the graves containing hundreds of skeletons have been found in and near detention camps used by human traffickers of Bangladeshi and Rohingya migrants. A counterattack against Islamic State insurgents is underway east of Ramadi. We asked Rafal Mehdi, Baghdad news manager for Al-Hura, what forces are fighting ISIS.
Military units from the federal police, the army, and the Golden Unit, along with the tribal fighters from Anbar, are moving towards Ramadi. Simultaneously, special security forces attached to Baghdad operation are deployed around Baghdad.
Ethiopians are voting in national elections, expected to give the ruling EPRDF party another five-year hold on power. Voting appeared to be going smoothly today in the capital, Addis Ababa. There were long lines of voters waiting peacefully outside polling stations. Opposition parties say the elections are not free and fair because officials clamp down on opposition supporters and routinely detain bloggers and journalists. The EPRDF denies those accusations and says Ethiopians support its record of economic growth. The EPRDF and its allies won all but one seat in parliament during the last elections in 2010. This is VOA News. A bus carrying 30 international women activists, including American feminist pioneer Gloria Steinem, crossed the border into South Korea from the north today to mark International Women's Disarmament Day. Once in the South, the women joined hundreds of South Korean activists calling for reunification of the two Koreas. These South Korean women were among the many who spoke to the crowd.
We are walking to call for the official end of the Korean War by replacing the 1953 Amnesty Agreement with peace treaty as stipulated in Article 4, Paragraph 16.
And the unification of Korea, mindful of Korean women's right to determine the future of a peaceful Korea, will continue its work until these aims are fully achieved.
The 81-year-old Steinem told the crowd there were able to be citizen diplomats in North Korea. She said they received an enormous amount of support and were feeling very positive about their trip. Ireland has overwhelmingly voted to legalize same-sex marriage in the world's first national referendum on the issue. Enda Kenny is Ireland's prime minister.
With today's vote, we have disclosed who we are, a generous, compassionate, bold, and joyful people. Yes to inclusion, yes to generosity, yes to love, yes to equal marriage.
The dramatic social shift comes 2 decades after the traditionally Catholic country decriminalized homosexuality. The overwhelming yes vote is due in part to thousands of young Irish voters who returned home from abroad to cast their votes. In Europe, gay marriage is legal in more than a dozen countries. It has also been legalized in Argentina, Brazil, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, Uruguay, and many U.S. states. The United States has expressed concern over a new Russian law giving prosecutors the right to declare foreign and international non-governmental organizations undesirable and to fine or jail Russians who are involved in them. The U.S. State Department said Saturday that it is deeply troubled by Russia's new law that allows the government to ban activities of undesirable foreign or international organizations and criminalizes cooperation with them. The U.S. Justice Department says it will review the acquittal of a Cleveland police officer who fired through the windshield of a car at the end of a 137-shot barrage that left 2 unarmed black occupants dead. It said in a statement issued after a trial verdict Saturday that the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice have been monitoring the investigation into the November 2012 high-speed chase and shooting. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.